they are. I think the numbers, so let's break this down, a couple of good, very good points there that you raised. In the current economic downturn, even online growth has slowed. But if you look at over a short period of time, online revenue has grown at a greater pace than traditional legacy media. That's going to continue as we move forward out of this current economic crisis. The economic model hasn't been created yet, and for the web and digital media, because we have to move beyond just the web. The web is almost old-fashioned now. We talk about mobile media. There are more and more people that have mobile devices, phones that are computer-like, than some people have laptops or desktops at home. So that's another reason why I think some advertisers are basically just waiting to see where some of this is going to go. Do we invest on the web? Do we invest in mobile media? Is there something else out there? You know, there are gaming systems that people are advertising on. So we're really diffusing media right now. And so that's, I think, one reason why advertisers have been somewhat, not reluctant, but they're just not sure where to put those dollars. There's only a pool of money that they have dedicated for marketing and advertising of goods and services, and they just need to know where they're putting it. Before, it was very easy. Newspapers, television, radio. There are so many different choices right now. In newspaper industry, we knew that classified ads and display ads, that's how you did it. Television, 30-second ads, 60-second ads, that's how you did it. Same with radio. The web, we've tried banner ads, we've tried click-throughs, we've tried pop-ups. Some success on all those, but there hasn't been that one thing that guarantees or ensures financial success. I don't necessarily think that's all a bad thing. Another part of your question, why? I think what is going on is that legacy companies, newspapers and television, are trying to get the internet to fit what they're doing instead of understanding what the internet is and fitting into the internet. The internet is a very interactive space. People go to the web and of the digital media for specific purposes. You know, when the web was first introduced, we all just wanted to surf the web. I mean, wherever we landed. That's changed dramatically. People go to the web for specific reasons. They do searches, they find what they're looking for, that's what they want. It's not as general interest as traditional media has been in the past. So you have to cut up and niche, which is a very popular word, niche these various markets and entities for information and commodities and things like that. And so that broad scope is been reduced. There's a favorite book of mine, Chris Anderson's, The Long Tail. It describes this phenomenon that we're going through right now. And it basically says you can be profitable by selling a lot of a little, instead of the big blockbuster hits where you have to put all your ducks out there and hope that you make a lot of money. The Amazon was built pretty much on this theory that a book that would sell one or two copies in a bookstore probably wouldn't be in a bookstore, because that would just take up a shelf space that from another book that sells a lot more. But by selling it online, you know, that book that sells in one particular bookstore two or three times a year, if you multiply that by thousands, that's not a bad revenue stream. So the web is kind of set up the same way, that you have these little niches that can dominate a specific passionate community. And now marketers need to try to target their messages, and advertisers need to target their messages to that niche. So that capital, that investment gets spread out, and you don't see the big bucks going into one particular medium.